Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the Word of God. Thank you for this magnificent book, this owner's manual that you've sent to us to show us what we can do and who we are in Christ. Lord, we are so grateful for what you've done through the blood of your Son, how you set us free, and by his stripes we are healed. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for all these wonderful things that you've given us, all things that pertain to life and godliness while we're here on this earth. We are so grateful you laid them out in this wonderful book. Now, bless the word as it goes out today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, yesterday we were talking about the things we were redeemed from. I'll kind of, as we come to know Christ as our Lord and Savior, providing we know it. These things are ours by faith. Now then, some of the things we're redeemed from through the plan of salvation is we're redeemed from sin. We're set free from sin. And then number two, we're redeemed from the hand of the enemy, which is Satan. And we are given authority over him in the name of Jesus. So we don't have to put up with the devil no more. We covered all those things in detail yesterday. We're also redeemed from the curse of the law. Now then, if we're redeemed from the curse of the law, that the blessings of Abraham that might come upon us by faith, we wonder what this curse was that we are redeemed from. Well, most people don't know about the curse of the law, or I guess they don't. Most of them I talk to don't. I know I certainly didn't. But the curse that we're redeemed from is clearly laid out in Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting with verse 15. And goes all the way through verse 61. I'm only going to read just a few of these verses, just probably a half a dozen, something like that. I'm going to start out in Deuteronomy 28:15, and show you what you're redeemed from, providing you know it and you're able to claim this breaking of the curse by faith in God's word. In Deuteronomy 28:15, it says, "But it shall come to pass if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you." Now, what's going to bring these curses we're going to read about upon you is your disobedience to do what God told you under the law. Now then, this is what you're redeemed from. Now, if you don't know this, you're in trouble, because these curses will follow you all the days of your life, and they will beat up on you. It says in verse 16, "Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country." So it doesn't make any difference where you are, city, country, nation, or anything. If you're disobedient to the Word of God, and you don't know the promises of God, and you're walking disobedient to them, then you're under the curse. Now, it says, "Cursed also shall be your basket," which is your food, "and your kneading bowl." That's also your food. So when you eat things, you're going to be cursed, which is going to bring sickness and disease upon your body. Then it says, "Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks." Now then, if you're under the curse and you don't know you've been redeemed from the curse, "Cursed shall be the fruit of your body." What is that? Your children. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body. Your children are the fruit of your body. Now then, what does it mean to have cursed children? Well, let's say that you've been sinning. Let's say that you've been living in sin, committing sex outside of wedlock, or who knows what all kind of sins you've been involved in. And let's say that since God is going to curse your children, that gives the devil legal right to come and afflict your child. So let's say that you have a child, and maybe the child was born normal. Maybe it was born mentally or physically handicapped. But if it was, it was because of the curse. It was because Satan had legal claim somehow, some way, and he come and afflicted your child. Now then, that child could be several years old. In fact, I might tell you right here a story, just to confirm what I'm telling you, that there is a woman in my church that one of her relatives, I don't remember exactly what the relationship was, but one of her relatives, she belonged to another denomination. We're non-denominational, But I used to be a Baptist, and this girl was a Baptist, and she didn't know these things. And so she had been living with a young boy out of wedlock. She got pregnant and brought a little girl into the world. And, of course, by being disobedient to God's word, they were under the curse. So by being under the curse, being disobedient, living in sexual immorality before marriage will put you under a curse from God. Well, she was under one. It had given the devil legal right to the little girl. Well, within a matter of a few days, the little girl's liver was failing, and they said that she would die within a few more days. Well, this woman that goes to my church, which is, knows these things because I've taught these in church, she went over to her relative's house and told her that she must repent and move out from that boy and make God a promise that she would never have any kind of sexual activity out of wedlock again. And the girl told her, well, what's going to happen if I do? She said, then we'll be able to get your little girl healed. But said, as long as that curse remains, then as long as the sin remains, the curse remains, and we cannot get the little girl healed. And so the relative believed. She repented, told God she was sorry for bringing this little girl into the world out of wedlock situation, and promised the Lord she would not live with nobody else anymore unless she was married to them first. Well, this took away or broke the power of the curse. So they claim by faith the breaking, being redeemed from the curse of the law, and then went over to this little girl, which was just a matter of 3 or 4 days old by this time, and doctors said would die shortly. Then they took this magnificent promise in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, where Jesus said, and these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils, and then you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So this lady in my church went over there to that hospital after this girl's sins were repented of, laid hands on this, she was under oxygen, and she actually couldn't touch the little girl, but she touched the glass. And she laid her hands on that glass and commanded that devil to leave that little girl and spoke the healing power of Jesus into her, according to Mark 16, 17, and 18. And in 1 hour, that little girl was healed. That liver began to work perfect, and she was out of the hospital the next day. And today that little girl is over a year old. In fact, that happened in October, I believe it was, the last year. So this is November. So she's over a year old. I've seen her several times in church since then. And that goes to show you what happens when you repent. You claim, as a child of God, you claim the redemption from this curse, which says that if you're disobedient, he will curse your children. Well, the blessings, which we're going to talk about a little later, and it may be Monday, the blessing says that if you're obedient and do everything he tells you to do in his word, he will bless your children. So that's where we want to live, under the blessings and not the curses. Now, but here he says in verse 18, if you're disobedient, this is the curse that you're redeemed from, if you know it as a child of God. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body. Then he says in verse 19, cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. So that pretty well covers all the time, 24/7, everywhere. And then verse 20 says, the Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed, until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. Now see, when you're wicked and you forsake God, he, the Lord, will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do. Now actually what happens is the devil has legal right to run because of the word of God, and the devil is the one that comes and puts this on you. But of course the Lord has to allow it. You know, he's in control. The Lord defeated the forces of darkness 2,000 years ago, and all power in heaven and in earth has been given to him, and the devil cannot touch you unless he says okay. So you've got to realize, if the devil's coming by your house, you're being tested. In fact, people say, God wouldn't let the devil test me. Oh, yes, he will. He's told Peter, he said, Peter, Satan has requested to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Now, let me tell you, if Jesus will let Satan sift Peter like wheat, he'll let him do it to you. Because what he's doing with you and me, he's building our faith, which is more precious to him than gold. So I guarantee the Lord will let the enemy put you to the test. But anyway, and then in the next verse, in fact, I'm going to stop right there at verse 20 and go on down to 59 and 60 and 61. Because there's just so many verses there. It talks about all those bad things that's going to happen to you if you're under the curse. But in verse 59, it's Deuteronomy 15. Deuteronomy 28, I mean, verse 59. Then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in this book of the law, will the Lord bring up on you until you are destroyed. Now just think, Christ has redeemed us from all this, but we have to receive it by faith. It is not automatic, just like your salvation. It was not automatic. You had to believe and confess. You had to believe with your heart and confess with your mouth to be saved. Well, the thing about it is, you must know you're redeemed from these curses also. Now, if you confess all your sins, once you get saved, all your sins were redeemed and put under the blood. So now then, if you'll continue to walk holy before God, then by faith you can claim the redemption from these curses, and the devil will not be able to get through to you, and you can walk in total freedom from all sickness and disease. What a wonderful place to walk. Praise the Lord. I mean, I didn't know these things for 40 plus years of my life. I'd let the devil beat up on me so many times. But when I finally got a hold of these things about 20 something years ago and began to believe these things, praise the Lord, and I begin to claim that I'm redeemed from the curse, and by faith I am healed and I'm saved. And when I begin to get a hold of that and really claim it by faith, according to the Word of God, all demonic spirits, sickness, disease, all these things went away from me, and I have had the privilege to walk in divine health for the last 20 years of my life. It is so wonderful to be almost 66 years old and hadn't had a sick day in over 20 years and still can go and work down most young people that I know. I praise God for that privilege. Well, we'll continue on next week. Praise the Lord. Invite you to give us a call for audio and video teachings on these subjects. We send them out free and postpaid. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can go to the web, and there you can order whatever you want to under audio orders, and it's www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And we praise the Lord for the privilege to teach His Word. Have a blessed weekend.